another episode of John's Basement podcast / broadcast, and let's address the elephant in the room that is my schedule now. If you listened to last episode, especially if you tuned in on Spotify recently before listening to this, especially if you're just listening to this on Spotify, it really doesn't apply to you if you listen to my show on Spotify. But if you don't, and you listen to my show in real time, let's address it. So, we are working out, we have worked out a lot of the kinks in this semester for me, for the scheduling process. The way it was last semester, we'll say last season, as I'm putting these up as season two now on Anchor. The last beginning round, I should say, of these shows was Wednesdays on social distancing radio from 8 to 9 p.m., and then I got picked up by WPUB 2, which is Pace University station, which was the same time last semester. That is no longer the case. So, if you're listening to this show on WCOV right now, congratulations. Welcome. You are the earliest viewing, or I guess listening, of this episode and all episodes going forward. And after this, tomorrow night, you will have the opportunity to listen to this episode again. If you tuned in late, or if you don't get to finish this episode, or if you're just someone who's tuning in for the first time tomorrow night, Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. is my new WPUB time slot. So you get 2 days in the week to catch this episode and all the episodes going forward. And if you miss both of those in real time, you still have the option to listen on Spotify once I finish making the episodes, which is also something that I consistently have been doing. So that is the new schedule. I apologize for any confusion. If you follow me on Instagram, you saw all of it kind of unfolding. Initially, what happened was I was supposed to be still on Wednesdays, but an hour later at WPUB. The way that we do the WPUB studio for at least my shows is I pre-record these episodes onto my laptop, which I'm doing right now, and I send them out to WCOV.live through Google. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Don't intercept my broadcasts, man. But I do that, and then I manually stream this episode or the finished product from the WPUB studio. Apparently, the WPUB building, the building on our campus that hosts the studio, closes the hour that I was supposed to broadcast. No harm, no foul, just the way it works. Unfortunate luck of the draw. I'm on a new time schedule. So next... the rest of this semester going forward is going to be me on Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. on WPUB. Is that WPUB.org? Right now, WPUB.squarespace. Whatever Squarespace's ending is, but soon to be WPUB.org again. So that's the update. It was a little messy, but we got it. We worked it out. The link in my link tree should still say what and when. I think it's in my Instagram bio, too. I'm struggling to find out how to promote this show on TikTok. I want to, because a lot of the artists that I play on this show come directly from TikTok. So I always have to find their Instagrams, too, and tag them in that. But it would be really nice if I can find a way to do it on TikTok, too. I did just, like, post the cover a couple times, I think once or twice. And that didn't really work too well. Didn't really get any likes, any interaction. So I did go live last time I broadcasted from the studio. I probably will do that again. That might be a thing that I continuously do going forward. We'll figure it out. We're working out the kinks. If you've got ideas, hit my DMs. Let me know. How should I promote this show on TikTok? If you're listening to this while I broadcast it on TikTok. Hello, fourth wall break. What's up? So let's get into some tunes. This first artist that I will be playing for you lovely listeners tonight is called So Low by Drov. I said artist. Let's ignore the way that I phrased that. That's not grammatically correct in any sense. We are playing a track called So Low by the band, or I guess the artist, the group Drov. That's D-R-A-U-V-E. Track name So Low. Hope you guys dig it. Super vibes. We got a lot of vibes this episode.
Tired child.
Once again, the track you just listened to was called So Low by the artist Drauve, that's D-R-A-U-V-E, super vibey track. And like I said, we do have a lot more vibes coming up this episode, but let's talk a little bit. Let's get to know each other, shall we? I'm going to be making these episodes like louder in volume. I don't know if this is something that anyone notices but me, but I feel like my episodes are always way too quiet. So hopefully this is not making you have to turn your volume all the way up on your earbuds or however you're listening to this episode. I noticed that when I'm at the studio, I'll be like playing this and it's like so much quieter than the music that was playing beforehand before I start broadcasting my show. So that's something that we gotta fix. So we're working on that. Let's keep this in current events as far as music goes. Men, why the fuck do you have so much to say about Phoebe Bridgers breaking a guitar on SNL? I thought it was badass. Like, what a double standard that there is. Like, if we post videos of Kurt Cobain doing that shit all the time, anyone from Kiss, if any male musician were to break a guitar, it wouldn't even warrant discourse. It would just be like, that's a thing that they did. That was pretty cool. But the second Phoebe Bridgers does it, it's like all over my timeline. All these dudes having something to say about the fact that she broke a guitar on stage. Dude, who gives a shit? Let people do their thing. It's rock and roll. It's like a staple of music since forever. Literally forever. I've broken guitars on stage before. It's fucking fun. You should try it sometime. So, Phoebe Bridgers, I doubt you'll ever listen to my show, but if you do, I thought it was pretty badass. Keep doing that shit. Just what absolutely made my jaw drop to the floor today was seeing a CNN article about it, titled, Phoebe Bridgers Wants You to Know Women Can Smash Guitars Too. Like, I don't... Correct me if I'm wrong, because I might be, but I don't think it was supposed to be that much of a statement. I think it was just something that she was doing part of her act, which is cool. Why do you have so much to say about it? I don't understand. It's like you'll have so many fake woke male musicians and male music lovers and DIY music scenes, and they'll be like, yeah, there's just not enough female representation in the music scenes that we're part of. And then the second someone does normal shit, it's like a conversation topic of people like, what the fuck? You are the problem. So if this offends you in any of the slightest and you're a man and you're offended that I'm calling you out for that shit, shut the fuck up. Be better. Oh, I gotta watch my F-bombs. That's something that I guess I should be more cognizant of as I am on a college broadcasting radio station now. I'm so bad with that rule. Like, I know I'm not gonna censor that, and I know I'm gonna probably slip at least three more times this episode, but that's definitely something I should be working on. I'm not too good at that. They say that the use of profanity makes you sound dumb, so I guess I'm dumb as shit. And there I go. That's one of my next three mess-ups. But, yeah, stop gatekeeping basic rock and roll attributes like smashing guitars and playing SNL. Like, grow up. You don't have to get a job. Just get something better to do with your time. Just stop being a misogynist, or at least if you're going to be one, own it. At least identify yourself as one. So... yeah, once again, Phoebe Bridgers, I doubt you'll ever listen to my show. But if you do, cool shit. Good set. Now let's get into the next artist, shall we? I'm very excited for this one. We got some Latino representation on this episode and in Spanish. So this next track is by an artist named Mango, and it is titled El Tiempo en Nosotros No Existe. So hope you guys dig it. This one is a bop. It's a banger. I vibed to it pretty hard with my roommate earlier tonight, so... enjoy. El tiempo en nosotros no existe.
Yo pensé que podía quedarme sin ti y no puedo. Estar todo el día en casa nunca había sido un pedo. Si de nuevo tengo que pinches volver a escuchar, que se va a acabar el mundo, güey, te puedes callar. Dijiste, mira, vamos a empezar. Ponte a jalar y a jalar, si no, no vas a sonar. Yo quiero ver Avatar. El tío Aero ya dijo, ¿quién eres? ¿Qué es lo que quieres? Dicen que eres lo que comes, para mí eres lo que quieres. Es que el tiempo en nosotros no existe. La neta no está mal estar triste. Y cuando yo te vi, tú me viste. Tú sí, entendiste el chiste. Ya pasaron no sé cuántos días desde que dejé de verte diario. ¿Quién diría que este pedo se extendería? Ya quiero volver y ni siquiera sé a dónde iría. Gracias, sin ti no sé qué me pasaría. Apenas me enteré que tengo hipermetropía. Y la neta ya no quiero irme a la maestría. Y sé que es una tontería. No leo poesía y hago rap. Ya se va a llenar mi lap. Creo que sí llegué un poquito tarde, ey. Willow a los 13 haciendo arte, ey. Crece el miedo de no darle suficiente. No puedo apreciarme con el lente. You know, fuck it, I'm not perfect, I'm just trying to learn. I've been watching for a while, but I think it's my turn. We don't wanna fall asleep, no, we just wanna more. We don't wanna fall asleep, we just wanna more. Solo queremos amor, mamón. Solo queremos amor, mamón. Tú y yo, tú, hey, sí, Y es que el tiempo en nosotros no existe. No, la neta no está mal estar triste. No. Y cuando yo te vi, tú me viste. Tú sí, entendiste el chiste. Y es que el tiempo en nosotros no existe. No, la neta no está mal estar triste. No. Y cuando yo te vi, tú me viste. Tú sí, entendiste el chiste. Es que el tiempo en nosotros no existe. La neta no está mal estar triste. Y cuando yo te vi, tú me viste. Tú me viste, Simón, Simón.
Ser normal, y que hueva irse lo moral. Bailo chido, bailo como Hal. Y este pedo le metí visual, wow. Ahora comprendo por qué soy así. Ey, pienso en este pedo para largo. Ey, no estoy solo si no lo hago por mí, wow. Ey, lo hago pa' poder dejarles algo. Ey, ahora comprendo por qué soy así, wow. Pienso en este pedo para largo. No estoy solo si no lo hago por mí. Lo hago pa' poder dejarles algo.
Once again, you just listened to the track El Tiempo and Nosotros No Existe by the artist Mango. Happy to play your stuff on the show. I love that jazzy horn intro. Immediately, I was like, yeah, this is going on the show. So happy to give you some airtime. And let's talk some, you know, while we're in the Latino representation flair of the flavor of this episode and the flavor that drives me to doing these shows. Let's talk about some Latino music news. Did y'all hear about the controversy surrounding Billie Eilish's new feature? I should be fact-checking myself right now on the artist, but Billie Eilish did just release a song collaborating with a Spanish artist, and the controversy surrounding this is that they have now used them, the two of them, as the cover for the Latino music charts on Spotify playlisting. And I understand the frustration. So here, but before I go into this, I will preface and say I actually am a fan of Billie Eilish. I like Billie Eilish's music. I think she's very talented. I also will say I don't think she is at fault in this case, unless she has made some icky statements that I have not been informed of, to my knowledge, based on what I've been seeing and what I've been reading up on. This should be more of a frustration with Spotify than it is a frustration with Billie Eilish and whomever she just did a track with. But I do understand the frustrations surrounding this. So, yeah, historically speaking, you don't want to put a Spaniard on the Latino music charts. It's not the same shit. To all you gringos who do not know the controversy surrounding the Spaniard versus Latino debate, let me give you a quick summary of history. All that icky shit that England did with colonizing, and that America still does with colonizing, Spain did it first. And historically, they like to take over anything that a Latino would hold near and dear to them. So I understand the frustration of a Spaniard and someone who's of not even Spanish or Latino descent on the cover of the Latin music charting images. I understand that, and I agree with it. I think it's infuriating. It's frustrating. And Spotify, fix your shit. I will say, I don't think we should be attacking the artists for this, unless they specifically paid to be placed there. It's not really their fault who puts them in playlists, unless they had a say in it, which in which case is a very different story. It's a whole different debate. But I don't think we should be shaming an artist for collaborating with another artist unless that artist is problematic. I know absolutely nothing about this other artist, so maybe they are problematic. But I don't know. I think as an artist, you get an opportunity to collaborate on a track with someone, you should. And if the song is in another language and you're collaborating on that, kudos to you for putting yourself out there. I'll relate this to something that maybe is more accessible to past music shit. If you were to put Justin Bieber on the face of the Latin music charts when Despacito came out, I'd be a little enraged. And I like Despacito. I think it's a great song, genuinely. It's a normie take, but that's to date, I still think that is a great, fantastic piece of music. So I understand it. If you're going to be making the Latino music charts, make them actually Latino. Don't make it the appeal to Latinos. Make it artists that are Latino, because they're historically, we always get shelved for the Spaniards. And I won't go too deep into that one because I don't want to start something there. But yeah, I don't think it's fair to be going after Billie Eilish right now and the other artists for being put in a playlist and for being used as the face of that playlist. I think that's more of a Spotify issue. I think we should be angrily DMing Spotify. As an artist on Spotify and a podcaster on Spotify, I love you, Spotify, but you fuck up sometimes, and this is one of those cases. Did I just hit my third mess up with the profanity? I think I did. But we're rolling with it. We're vibing with it. And Billie Eilish, I doubt you're listening to my show, but I'm a fan. Come on my show sometime. That would be really cool. That'd be really fun. So let's get into another artist. This next track that I'm going to be playing for you guys is going to put you right in that mood, that nice space that you're trying to get to when you're drinking on a school night. Don't do that. Or do. I don't care. This track is called Hazy by Lana Delgado. This one put me right into a very, what's the word I'm looking for? It put me in a dreamy state. It's not the word I'm looking for, but I want to sound like I have my shit together. So this song goes so hard. Once again, me and my roommate were bumping to this before I made this episode. So once again, Hazy by Lana Delgado. Enjoy.
Hazy, you could call it lazy, but lately there's no need to be hasty. Doesn't everybody feel that way? There's just dimmer days ahead. This poor earth wants to get rid of me.
Once again, that track was called Hazy by Lana Halgado. Really cool track, really vibey. I want to say ephemeral. Is that the word I'm looking for? I'm going to look that word up after this and see how much of a fool I just made of myself for using it. But awesome song. Put me in a trance. Check it out. It is on Spotify, as are all these other songs that I have played on the show thus far. I should preface that. And let me talk about my day for a second, because today has been a weird day, guys. I did not feel great when I woke up today. And I have IBS, so that's not unusual. I don't feel well on most days. But today was a... Today and yesterday were more in particular a fuck-it day. And it's kind of just like... You get out of bed, you do the things you gotta do, but it's like, I don't really want to entertain the thought of being a real person at this very moment. It's not a depression thing. It's more so a... I guess drained thing, like as in sleepy, a very tired thing. It's just like these last 2 days have just been very, I exist, but I would much rather be in bed kind of mood. And that's okay. You know, it's okay. You don't go to those societal norms that tell you that you gotta be a productive member of society every single day. Reject the capitalist propaganda that we've all been conditioned to think about. It is totally okay to take care of yourself for a day or two. I think that everyone should adopt that. I think a lot of people would be a lot less stressed out if we took a day or two to ourselves to just take care of ourselves. Sleep in, do what you gotta do, read a book, play some video games, watch a movie, whatever you do. I do all of the above. So, I've been reading up on the Tainos. I'm working on a new project for my writing, which I will talk about for a second, but... We'll get to there later. I am writing, though. I'm writing potentially a comic book, which will be fun. But today was weird in the sense that I woke up, I did my daily stuff. I took my my weekly COVID test. COVID safe, y'all. Did that. I got some breakfast. I wrote a paper. I went back to sleep. And when I woke up, I got an alert from the Citizen app that there's... police activity like a block away from my building. Some dude with a gun had barricaded himself in a hotel room and the cops were all surrounding it. And then my lovely Pace University failed to send the proper message 4 times in a row. They got it on the 5th. They did. I already knew about it. I had known about it for about a half hour because I'm on the Citizen app, but they sent the template out, which just says police activity at blank and blank, which I guess they just have like a preset template to send out when in case there's something like that happens. And they sent the template out 4 times in a row, which was very fun. We were like, oh, are they going to get it this time? Are they going to say it's on John Street this time? Oh, they got it. The phone call that I got was correct. They got it right on the phone call. It was a text message that they were a little loosey-goosey on the location, but it's all right, Pace. We love you. Thank you for housing me and for schooling me and for airing my show. All these things, Pace. I'm wearing my Pace hoodie. I can't be talking smack about my school. I love my school. Dysfunction and all. So that's that. That was today. But let's talk about my writing for a second. That's something I want to talk about. I don't want to talk about too much in depth because I don't want to like exceed expectations. Not exceed, to boost expectations if I underdeliver. But I am working on a comic book right now. And I don't have a working title yet. I have some ideas, but I'm not going to announce that yet. But I am trying to make a comic book character that is based heavily in ancient, not really ancient, but Taino mythology and history. So I'm doing a lot more research than I oft do. Right now I'm reading a book by Irving Rouse, called The Taino CL Professor. So an academic source in this field. And I have a bunch of PDFs saved on my computer and on my phone and a bunch of other books that I'm going to order in the near future that are also on this matter. I'm doing so much research to create a fictional character, but I'm having a great time with it. It's really fun. And it's becoming... more and more an extension of me. All this knowledge I have about the culture that I resonate with, that I would have maybe looked like several hundred years ago. So it's fun. We're having a great time. We're reading up. We're being scholarly in our off time. this is life, guys. This is life. So let's get into another track. We got another track coming up, and this one's another doozy, so let's get into it. This track is called White Noise by the artist Fairy. Thank you for submitting your stuff, and I hope you guys vibe with it.
Stuck in a wreck, you retrograde, sick of my kiss. Come let it came, maybe it's you that didn't do enough. Hiding from truth, what you're running from. Lost in white noise, lost in fear.
You just listened to White Noise by Fairy. That's Fairy spelled F-A-E-R-I-E. They are also on Bandcamp, so if you're looking to support another artist out, you should look it up there. Check it out. That is off of the EP 2AM, which you can also find on Bandcamp. So once again, I'm a big fan of Bandcamp. It is on Spotify too, but if you want to help out an artist a little bit, more money goes to them. Buy it on Bandcamp. Give some proceeds to a local artist. I'm also on Bandcamp. I'm doing that actually as a result of this show. A bunch of the artists that I've played are on Bandcamp, and I'm like, I should be on Bandcamp. Why am I not on Bandcamp? So, yeah. Let's get into our interview segment of today's episode. We're playing Kevin Hill and his song With My Band Spitfire coming up off of his new album Lost Stars, which we're going to talk in depth about. Really fun interview. Kevin's a really cool guy, and I went to high school with him. So here we go. Kevin Hill coming up right now. Hey everyone, welcome back to another interview portion of John's Basement Podcast/Broadcast. I'm here with Kevin Hill, here to talk about his new album. And I'm going to jump right into the question. So, Kevin, my first question is, what got you into music?
So I wasn't always a natural musician. Like, I took trumpet like when I was in elementary school. But when I first moved from New York to Maine, I found myself in a place where I was like, I was new, like, cause I moved over the summer and it was like right after my senior year. So I didn't know anybody. And what really kept me like motivated and like happy was music. And the way music made me feel, I wanted to make people feel the way I felt through music. And that's when I got my first launch pad. I started making beats just, you know, in my room. And once I got my hands on more sounds and plugins and different synths, and it just clicked, and it was just something that I love to do.
That's kind of cool. So it's like a late bloomer to the field, but it's like you have clearly been doing very well for yourself. So that's really cool. With that, my next question would be, how long have you been producing? So is that around the same time? So about, was that like 2 years now?
Yeah, right around 2 years.
So who are some of your biggest inspirations when it comes to producing?
So the first biggest inspiration in terms of like feeling is definitely Coldplay. Like just the vibe they give off. I saw them in concert twice and their show was amazing. I saw them at MetLife, which was really awesome. They put on like a whole light show and stuff. It was super cool. But in terms of like my genre, definitely artist who's actually the same age. He's a French artist named Petit Biscuit. Super chill vibes. There's another artist, Shalou and Casbo. Those three were definitely my biggest inspiration in terms of style.
So how would you kind of describe your sound?
I like to describe it as electro chill. It's also like emotional dance music. A lot of like long synths and I vary between like the fast beats and the slow, very unique type beats. It usually just captures the atmosphere. And I would describe my sound as almost like scenic. I like to capture scenic emotion and just kind of like the kind of music that if you close your eyes, like you kind of feel like you're floating away. Like that's something I would say I could definitely strive for.
So like, how would you kind of describe your writing process?
So usually I start with like a chord progression. I'll usually just, you know, play around on my MIDI keyboard and just like see whatever happens. It usually comes naturally. And then I will either find a vocal sample, either like a friend will send one to me, or I'll, you know, find one on Splice and I'll kind of chop it into like a vocal chop. And that's how I create my melodies. And the reason I like to use vocal chops more so than vocals itself is because anyone, regardless of language, can enjoy it.
That's pretty cool. So it's a very universal, like music being the universal language, that very much speaks to that.
Yeah.
So I know you do a lot of collaborations with a lot of artists, specifically for your album in particular, which we are going to talk about in a couple of seconds. So who are some of your favorite artists that you've gotten to work with?
Well, of course, Spitfire, come on. Like you, in particular, you guys were super quick on the production and the response. Like that was awesome. And I think it's very unique. I love collaborating with artists of different genres than my own. I know you probably heard a bunch of collaborations with Sean James, like fantastic guitar player. He actually released an EP a few days before my album and is like really amazing. Very talented artist, great singer too. I've worked with Pablo Swanson, you know, Dan
Murillo.
Yeah. He's
an alum.
Yep. A lyrical genius. He's so creative with his lyrics, and he's also very quick with like the response time, and he's been a pleasure to work with as well.
So what's kind of the inspiration behind the new album, which, by the way, I'm just going to put on the air. It is called Lost Stars by Kevin Hill. But what kind of drove the production and the creation of this album?
So a lot of my work prior to this album was very experimental. I was still trying to figure out who I was as an artist. I knew the path I wanted to go down. It was just in terms of finding that path, like for myself and my own sound. But the whole vibe of Lost Stars really comes from my whole background of how I started music. I'd say I would call myself like a lost star in a way. When I found myself like stepping out of my comfort zone, really, I spent the first 18 years of my life living in New York, you know, and suffering with knowing, like having the same group of friends since like kindergarten. And it was the first time I was really like leaving all of that. Because, you know, you go on vacation, you go on trips, but you always end up back home and where that's where your roots are and that's where they'll always be. So I really found myself like in this new place. And it was very ironic too, because I moved to the shore and I mean, the beach is awesome. I lived on the coast now and I couldn't figure out why, like, why am I not enjoying this? Like, I felt so lost in the time. But the whole thing that saved me was music itself. And it was just a very emotional and spiritual experience for me. So in terms of the album production, I kind of tried to capture all the vibes that I've and the scenes and like the memories that I had from when I moved to like where I am now. And all those emotions is basically what created this album.
That was such a solid answer.
Thanks.
No, I like that a lot. Genuinely.
Felt like I was going on for a little bit. But.
No, I encourage that in these interviews. No, 100%. That's an awesome thing too. And I think that it's just really cool that you can definitely tell there's a lot of personal like stuff on this album. It's a very, I want to say, I guess that would, a sentimental album would be the best word for that. That's cool. That's really cool.
Thank you.
So what's, it could also be even more in recent times. What's some of your favorite memories, like any stories you have that have kind of, that music has kind of brought you kind of around?
Sure. Like music in general or my own?
Either or.
I have examples of both. I think music itself had a huge impact on me. Like I mentioned before, it kind of is a very uniting like subject, I think. And I don't believe that there's anything, like there's no such thing as a bad song, because somewhere somebody, like somebody somewhere enjoys it. And I my favorite example of that is I've talked to so many people who, I'm going to use Coldplay as an example, who says, oh, they're too slow. Oh, they put me to sleep. But let me tell you, when I went to their show and they started singing Fix You, and like Chris Martin stopped singing and the entire stadium is just singing his lyrics right back at him. That was just incredible. It's such a uniting thing. Like everybody in that arena felt together. Like we were all in it together. Everyone's like crying. It's just like a huge thing. In terms of my own experience, I gotta say music, it's my music had given me a lot of opportunity to work with new people. I've connected with artists from different countries. One of my most recent tracks is with an artist named Jalon, and he's actually the brother of Petit Biscuit. And we like literally just like have been talking online and just went to work. That was really cool. So in terms of like reaching out to people from other countries, especially when I look at my like Spotify for artists page and seeing like who's listening where, like some of my highest numbers are in like Russia. And like, I don't even know how that like reaches there. Like I gotta go on a, like a mini tour in Russia now, but like, it's just, it's very awesome seeing it reach people from around the world. When I find myself, like, I'd say like Maine, the state of Maine's not like, like you wouldn't go to Maine like unless you were like trying to get lost. So it's like, I don't know, I find myself creating this in Maine and it's reaching the rest of the world, and I think that was a really awesome thing to see.
Post COVID, you got to do like that a whole European run. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's the dream someday. We'll see.
So what would, like, if say COVID ends in the near future, what would be like your future plans?
Well, I would definitely want to play more live shows. I think like, so music goes a lot beyond just production, which has been a lot of my music career so far. I've only played a few live shows, and they've just been, you know, at my school. I played a few local shows in the city nearby. But other than that, like, I really, and I like to say I'm more of just like a, I'm not a DJ, I would say. I'm more of like a live sampler. So like my performance goes beyond just, you know, I mean, there's a ton of work behind DJing, but it goes beyond just like mixing and like changing the, like the frequencies, because I play with like a multitude of controllers. I'll mix my music with one controller, and I'll play my melodies on my like machine, and I'll play the drum beats live. And I think there's a lot more to it than just sitting behind a deck and mixing.
What's some of the gear that you've invested in that you're very fond of?
One is definitely I have two computers that I just bought recently, and one was the new MacBook Pro, and one was just like a PC that I built. And both of those have been powerhouses for production. And then I have a Novation Launchpad, Native Instruments Machine Mark II, and a Complete Control M32 keyboard. And then I have a Alesis sample pad, which is just a drum pad that you can play with drumsticks, which is really cool. And then my DJ controller, it's a DDJ SB3.
Super cool. The whole rig coming up.
Yeah.
So my last question is actually kind of a derail, but it's one that I think is fun. So I do know you happen to be a Pokemon Go user, as am I.
Oh, yeah.
So for the listeners who might care, what is your team and what is your favorite Pokemon?
All right. My favorite Pokemon is Umbreon, the dark type evolution.
Solid
Eevee.
Answer.
Yeah. Oh, great. Great Pokemon. So, I mean, I got teams for like every like region, but I'll give you like my top six right now. So obviously my starter's got to be Charmander. So I'm going with Charizard. Like, you know, first Pokemon I ever had, you know, Pokemon Red or Fire Red or whatever it was. So Charizard's my starter. I got to go with Lapras. Umbreon for sure. Definitely Snorlax. Powerhouse. Let me think. I got my water type. I got my Charizard, Umbreon, Lapras, Snorlax. This is tough.
Yeah, you got two more slots.
Two more slots. Who's it going to be? So, like, do you go out on community day? Like, you live in the city, right?
I do. It's very convenient.
Dude, it's got to be nuts.
The building that I'm currently in right now, there's, like, 4 or 5 Pokestops just surrounding my building.
That's unreal.
And the main campus building at my school also is a gym, so that's really fun.
Oh, that's super cool.
Before COVID, when I would be on a break between classes, I would just be in the academic wing, just like walking to the gym, because I'd be like, I'm trying to like get into the west end of the wing, so I'm in range with the gym.
Right.
Go to the bathroom. And
yeah.
I'd just be like battling the gym.
Yeah. That's hilarious. All right. So I got to go Charizard, Umbreon, Lapras, Snorlax, Gengar. And my last slot must go to, I don't want to pick two starters. I would say Venusaur.
That's a solid answer, though. I'm a Venusaur fan.
Yeah, I got to go with Venusaur.
I respect it. I really do. I actually just got a notification from Pokemon Go, like, as I'm saying this. That's so funny. It's raid hour. It's officially raid hour.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for doing this interview. Once again, this has been Kevin Hill, everyone. Go check out his new, I guess you could call it a debut album, right? It's your first album.
For sure.
His debut album, Lost Stars. Specifically Good Days, which features me and my band Spitfire. Thank you so much for doing this interview, and I hope I get you some listens.
Of course. Thanks, man.
Thanks once again to Kevin Hill for doing that interview. Let's play a track off of his newest album, Lost Stars, which you just heard him talk about. This is a track called Good Days, which I am on with my band Spitfire. Super fun. I'm a little biased, so we will be playing this track off of the album. So this track is called Good Days by Kevin Hill featuring Spitfire.
up on my bad days, gotta let them go. Going through old photos, find a guy I used to know. I know that I'm changing, hope that means I'm grown. Ready to be better and I'm ready to atone. All I got's today, carry me away. Done with being broken by the weight of yesterday. I know who I am, I know what is real. And I know it's no weakness to accept that I do feel. Myself on patience, though it's wearing thin. Used to build a fortress that I made to keep me in. Stuck up on my bad days, gotta let them go. Knowing that there's good days when I'm ready to say so. And I feel alive. Couldn't love myself before, that I was at its door. But I swear that there are angels always lift me off the floor. Swear this is it over.
Once again, you just listened to Good Days by Kevin Hill featuring Spitfire, yours truly. That was a really fun project to collaborate on. It's taken a long time, but it has finally paid off. It was really cool. It was over the summer, I believe, actually, back probably in August or maybe end of July. I was sitting at home at tail end of quarantine, getting ready to move back to the city. I was lucky that Pace was open up last semester too. And about a week before I was supposed to be moving in, I remember, is when I actually finished, that I finished my parts for the Kevin Hill collab. He reached out to us over Instagram, and he was like, hey, making an album, and I want to have a bunch of artists that I respect on it and make it a really cool album. So I'm really happy and honored that we were asked. Thank you so much, Kevin, for inviting us to be on your album in the first place. That's a big deal, your debut album. So hope that we can help each other out with the streams. Go check it out. It is on Spotify. And I guess it's time to play myself out for this episode. Wow. Look at that. The journey we've had together along this 50 some odd minutes. It's been great. Let me think about what song I'm going to play myself out with. Oh, yes. It's Koi. I'm going to be playing our track Koi. Have a very safe week, everybody. Wear a mask, dipshit, and enjoy yourselves.
I haven't said a word to you because I got nothing to say. I don't like your entity, so please just go away. I don't think you're very trustful. You have never had to hustle. You're a thief anyway.
you're a liar. Black to set the world on fire. Acting like a people savior. If I had a promise, good behavior. Treating people like a toy. I think I'd kill you, but I gotta be cool. The best of me. I won't give you validation. Why can't you grow up? I won't give you information. You are just too much. Phrases are so disrespectful. Acting like you're intellectual. Thinking that you're hard and gritty. Acting like you run the city. Center of attention, thinking with no good intentions, killing other people's joy. Well, I just hate you, but I gotta be cool.